The night sky. The sun goes down, and once again the nightly spectacle begins. The stars begin arriving early, but wait. The bright light of the full moon is overwhelming the masterpiece of the skies. It makes everything else invisible to the eye. But thankfully, like always, the situation is only temporary, and the show will go on. So, for the moment, I relish the things I do see. I stretch out my sleeping bag in an open meadow and look up. I stay awake long enough to see the moon set. The temperature is dropping, but my sleeping bag is made for that. So I warmly look up as the stars begin to take control, and I imagine. The afternoon storm is long past and clean the air. The night is brilliantly clear, and suddenly the Milky Way shows up in all its glory. To the south, the constellations of the zodiac are on the march. One of them, Scorpio, Scorpius, the scorpion, is particularly obvious, at least for the moment, but it'll soon disappear into the horizon, because it always does. For me, it's the constellation of the summer, and adds to my warmth. But it also makes me think of Orion, my constellation of winter. Though unseen, the thought of it sends a chill to my feet. Almost overhead, Mars casts its red light in untwinkling brilliance. The untwinkling part is proof that it's a planet. I scan the sky for another planet, but everything is twinkling. Points of light are everywhere, inundating my senses. My eyes are full of stars and galaxies, but what are the millions that are there but beyond what I can see? And then the fog begins to roll in. Think fast before it fully arrives, I conclude. Did my Kentucky great-great-grandparents look up at the same sky, I wonder? Is what they saw floating around out there in space? Is the vision a concrete thing? How far away can anything go? The questions begin to accumulate. Will they be answered before the clouds take over? Then suddenly I arrive at a non-answer as I decide to figure it out later. And the sky goes dark as I drift off to sleep.